As God is my witness.
Yes.
I thought turkeys could fly.
That's it.
It was just on the other night.
Was it
the
really?
Other day? I don't know. I was like dinner time and we were watching it. And I was just cracking up with Les Nessman. Oh my gosh,
actually, so turkeys do fly, by the way. They don't fly very well, but they do fly. Now, if we were to drop turkeys out of an airplane, I'm not sure how they would do. But dropping from a tree, they would make it to the ground. They would glide enough and fly enough. In fact, I have an expert in the studio. I don't know if your expertise is generally turkeys. He is from the Lincoln Park Zoo, Dave Bernier, General Curator. I am excited to have you on. And before we talk about the zoo, I want to ask you about turkeys on the spot. Do you know? Am I right about that? Did turkeys fly, but just aren't very good at it?
Oh yeah, especially the wild turkeys. If you see them out, they can get a little bit of altitude. They get a kind of a running start, and they can fly a pretty good distance. I don't think they're good at the vertical drop,
right?
So to speak.
Right. I don't know how they would do. Yeah. So dropping, as God is my witness, as Steve just said, from an airplane, I'm not sure how they would do, but they can fly. They could fly. 312-981-7200 if you want to partake to talk about the Lincoln Park Zoo. I'm so excited to have you here. You know, it was some number of years ago, I don't want to tell you how many years ago, that Dr. Lester Fisher, who's still alive, you know, a legendary Chicagoan, I grew up watching him on TV talking about the zoo, called me into his office, and Barb, I don't remember her last name, from the Zoo Society, the other side
Barb
was
there. Barb Carr.
Yeah, yes. And said, we need to honor you, Steve, myself, for writing all the stories I did. And they made me a lifetime member of the zoo. And I will tell you, it's one of the greatest things that ever did happen, because one of the greatest things that ever did happen to Chicago, which began a very long time ago, was the Lincoln Park Zoo. It either is the oldest or second oldest zoo, I believe, in America, depending on who you ask.
It's contested, but yeah.
Philadelphia would be the other zoo, right?
Right, started before us.
Yeah, so it depends. One society began first, then one zoo opened first. I don't remember which was which. In either which case, the Lincoln Park Zoo has been around for a very, very long time, and lots of things have changed. One thing has not changed. It's absolutely free.
It's absolutely free. Has been since 1868.
Now, you've had a lot of babies, not you personally, but the zoo has. Do I give you cigars, by the way? I'm not sure what's appropriate for that.
No, probably something more like some kind of produce or kind of like a fruit arrangement would be good.
Okay. So we will do that. I want to hear about the zoo babies. And also, we'll talk about zoo lights, answer your zoo questions, which you have some, as well as lots of text here about turkeys. And we'll get to all that. It's 10:15. Good morning. Lots of text, and our expert from the zoo agrees domestic turkeys don't fly very well at all, but they can do a little bit, depending on the individual turkey. With the popularity of e-cigarettes and vaping products on the rise, especially with teenagers, there have been 1,300 reported cases of lung illness and 31 known vaping illness deaths in the United States, allegedly related to the use of vaping products and e-cigarettes. The risks are real, and the consequences can be deadly. Symptoms include coughing, shortness of breath, chest pain, fatigue, fever, nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, and abdominal pain. Anyone suffering from these symptoms after using e-cigarettes or other vaping products should seek medical attention immediately and tell your doctor what type of vaping products you're using. If you have suffered a serious illness after using e-cigarettes or vaping products, contact GWC Injury Lawyers today. The personal injury attorneys can help you obtain full and fair financial compensation for your injuries. With more than $2 billion recovered for their clients for more than 40 years in business, GWC has a proven record of success in getting their clients the justice they deserve. Schedule a meeting at a no-cost, no-obligation consultation with a GWC injury lawyer. Call 312-999-9999, 312-9999. It is 10:17 on WGN. It's an annual tradition like no other. Join WGN Morning News, Dan Ponce, Lauren Jiggets, and Sarah Gindrow for Chicago's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Thanksgiving morning starting at 8 a.m. on WGN Television, my favorite station to watch. In fact, Friday, I am also filling in from noon to 2:30, and in fact, we will have from WGN-TV on the show, among other guests, including the owner of the Chicago Blackhawks will be here. But in addition, we are going to be talking to him from WGN Television about his favorite stories of the year. John Cass will report on his political stories of the year as well. Right now in the studio is Dave Bernier, a lead curator at the Lincoln Park Zoo. Babies, babies everywhere. So tell me about the babies.
We had a fantastic spring, and we started in spring and went through the summer. To start off, on Mother's Day of all the days, we had a gorilla born. His name is Mondika, and his mother's Bana, who's one of my favorite gorillas, an animal I've worked with for many years. About a week after that, we had a baby rhino born, an eastern black rhino, a critically endangered species.
Well, gorillas aren't doing so great either. So,
they're critically endangered as well.
Yeah, so can we see either of these babies if we went to Zoo Lights, which we'll talk about in a moment?
Yeah, absolutely. The Regenstein Center for African Apes, the building that they're housed in, will be open. And it is nighttime for them, so they'll be under some low-light conditions. But both babies, Mondika and JK, are there with their moms, Bana and Raleigh. And they'll be visible. Sure. So you can visit them, taking a break from the lights, getting in from the cold.
What do you think it is? I mean, watching, and we'll talk about rhinoceros in a second, but watching a rhinoceros, watching a giraffe, watching a zebra is interesting. It's something people like to do. Watching a great ape, you have chimpanzees and you have eastern lowland gorillas, are somehow, to me, a bit different.
We have western lowland gorillas.
Sorry.
There are these eastern, but yeah, there is. I've worked with them for many years, and it's still, even as, because I don't work with them directly now, I can get lost in that building. Once I start watching them interact with each other, they're a very social species, and then especially in a family group situation where you've got different aged animals. We've got 2 6-year-old females in that group. We've got the 2 newborn males. We've got 4 adult females in the silverback. So there's a lot going on in there. And if you take time to watch, you'll see a lot of behavior happening that is normal play behavior. You might even see a little bit of discipline from Quan, who's the silverback, just kind of settling things down if things get a little out of control. So there's a lot to watch, and it's really enjoyable.
It's, to me, like a bit like looking in the mirror, you know, when you look at great apes, because after all, that's all we are, you know, is another great ape. Can I tell you something that I do and you won't get me in trouble?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, we'll see.
he's not necessarily saying, yeah, go ahead and tell me. Here it goes. I take out my camera, my phone, and without a flash, I will sometimes video a gorilla and then play it back to the gorilla. And sometimes, the gorillas actually watch the videos.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I've seen that as well. We've seen them react. Well, they certainly can identify themselves in a mirror. Like, they have awareness of self, so they know if it's them or someone else on the video. We try not to encourage too much of that, only because it is very distracting for them. So what we want, even though they're...
I knew he'd get me in trouble. He's busting me.
I am. I'm like kind of the police here. So even though they're at the zoo, and we want people to view them, and we build our exhibit specifically to get really close contact with our apes in order to get, you know, engender some empathy and really connect with them, it is distracting. And what we want them to do is focus on themselves and not so much focus on the people that are there. So it is enriching to a point, because they do interact with those things, but we provide them non-breakable mirrors for the same purpose, so that they can kind of see each other and see themselves in the mirrors. So no, I'm not surprised that they enjoy it.
Yeah, depending on the mood of that individual, and also whether they could see it through the glare of the glass where you happen to be, I suppose, as well. So more babies.
Yeah, so then we had a second gorilla born a month later. So we've got 2 male gorillas in the at the Regenstein Center for African Apes, and they're both doing great. The black rhino, Romeo, he was born about 60 pounds. He was born in May, and now he's just a little over 600 pounds. So he's growing extremely fast. And when you come to the zoo, even though they're an African animal, we have temperature guidelines. And if it's a warmer day with the sun out, and even if it snows, we'll let the rhinos go outside and have a little time in their exhibits. So you never know what you're going to see in the winter at Lincoln Park Zoo.
Mm-hmm. But you do know this. If you go just about any night between now and some early day in January. It's called Zoo Lights.
Yes.
Tell me what that's about.
Zoo Lights is a fantastic family-friendly event. It's been running now for 25 years at the zoo. It's free. It's not every night, so you have to check our website for the details on the nights. But it is an unbelievable event where the entire zoo is lit up with lights. Our trees are lit up. We've got light displays. We also have food and entertainment. We got strolling carolers this year again. About 2.5 million lights in the place. And
what?
The entire zoo is open.
2.5 million lights.
Yeah.
I mean, and it is beautiful. Some of the lights are in shapes of animals. Some
Absolutely.
Are just on trees. I mean, it's just, you could see it even from Lakeshore Drive going by.
Yeah, know? It's beautiful to see. And then when you come into our east gate, you'll see it's kind of a surprise. We've got, the entryway has been done a little bit differently this year. So you really need to see that.
All right. So once again, it's cost you a lot of money to go to Zoo Lights. How much is it?
Yeah, it's exactly $0 to go
it's
to Zoo
free.
Lights.
It's free. Yes. So I think it's one of the greatest events in Chicago. There is so much that you can do at the zoo in the evening, and it is truly with the carolers that you mentioned and the food, including some adult beverages, if you'd like. It's absolutely free, which is the favorite thing every day about the Lincoln Park Zoo. We'll have you back sometime that I fill in, because believe it or not, this is how fast time goes by. We're out of time. So I thank you very, very much for coming by.
We'll be happy to come back anytime.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Truly, the Lincoln Park Zoo is one of my favorite places to go. And I was telling you off the air, for my birthday every year, that is where I head, to the Lincoln Park Zoo. One of my favorite things to watch on television is a dog show, the National Dog Show, presented by Purina. It's been on Thanksgiving Day for, I don't know, we'll find out how many years, but like 12 or 13 years, something like that. And if there is a dog show on TV that is worth watching, David Fry is the guy you need to hear. And he's the guy who does the show. So in, what was the movie called that they poked fun at dog
Best
shows?
Best in Show.
Thank you. Yeah, that's David Fry. That's the guy we're going to have on right here. And he was once on the show called Sex in the City. And he said that was his favorite moment of all time, ever. We'll have him right here, David Fry.